Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And I guess you are waiting for the intro. Here you go.
There you go.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, his covenant's not in vain. Once his promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praise him before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic Laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians, listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Poetic Lace.
We welcome you to another week. We do have a caller on line one. Let's go to that caller and see if they're still there. Caller, you are on the air in Covenant Cafe. Your host with my Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
Hello? That call is not there anymore.
Well, hopefully they'll call back.
Okay, maybe she'll call back. But however, we welcome you to another week. We're a half hour behind. It is due to my not neglect. However, I was at an event here in the Norfolk, Virginia area, Hampton. It's called Hampton to Hollywood in. And what they do, they have local filmmakers, writers, directors, producers, actors, and we all gather under one roof, and we network. As a matter of fact, it's still going on as we speak. And one of the speakers was the writer of Alex Cross and Along Came the Spider.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so those are very... definitely a good networking event. So it was a lot of fun. So I had to cut out of there. A lot of people say, hey, let's get some pictures. I had to snap a couple of pictures and then I had to slide on out.
Celebrity status. Man, my co-host, my lead host goes hard.
So that's what brings us here at this hour. We do have a caller that called back. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you're on the air of Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah.
How are you doing this evening?
Wonderful.
We definitely appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Anything to support you on.
I can't hear you.
I say no problem. Anything to give you guys support.
That's beautiful.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from here in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Give her a gift, please. You see what happens in Duval, Lamont? It's all good you're in Virginia, but you see what happens down here? You see what happens?
That's absolutely wonderful.
What is your name, caller?
Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
Okay, you know, we're going going to give you an applause from our calm crowd. That's our very civilized crowd. They're very civilized. So we thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, so stay tuned. And make sure you promote us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, all that stuff.
Will do.
All right, we'll be talking. Come here. All right.
All right.
That's awesome. First thing.
It is.
First thing on the line. I like that.
What are you telling?
Life is not a word, not in the way I use it, but hey. We from the urban area. But, okay, well, let's go ahead and get into our word. I know people are waiting on the word on the day.
Okay.
A little half hour behind there, but like I said, there was an event going on here in the Hampton Roads area. It's called Hampton to Hollywood. It's put on by some of my good buddies here. And it's a great networking event. So let's get this ball rolling.
All right. Well, the word today, it's kind of funny because it's dear to my heart. You know, a lot of times we go through things in life, whether it be good or bad, but it's all for a particular reason. It's to make us better, to make us stronger, and sometimes it's just a test. So before I even go deep on that subject, the word today comes from Romans 8:27-29, which reads, "Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit," capital S, "is because he," capital H-E, "makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, from whom he foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." So I really want to touch bases on verse 28. Verse 28 is saying that we know that all things, I want y'all to keep in mind that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. So what am I saying? What I'm basically saying is, that time that your car broke down on the side of the road, you know, that time that it broke down and you were kind of pissed because you were late to an event, well, we got to take it as it is that somehow this worked out in our favor. Mm. When it's time, like there could have been a car accident or there was a delay from something or it protected somebody else because you weren't on the road. Or how about that time that bill collectors keep sweating you? What is it doing? It's teaching you how to persevere. It's teaching you how to handle people. It's teaching you how to not let strife, life stress you out. My mama once said something very funny to me. She said, no, my brother said, I said, "Bro, they're going to keep calling you. What's going on?" And he said, "Well, I don't have any money, so what can I do? They might as well keep calling." And come to find out, so he didn't pay them 7 months later. And I'm not telling y'all to not pay the bill collectors, but what I'm saying is he didn't stress about it. And then eventually, when he did have the money, he didn't have all the money, they reasoned with him and they cut it down in half what he owed. So if he would have been stressing about paying it from the jump, what good would have been done? So the whole thing, what we're really getting at and what I really want everybody to focus on is that everything is good. Now I ain't talking about what you do. I'm talking about things that happen to us in life. When I was homeless, to be honest with you, that was one of the best things that happened to me. Why was it one of the best things that happened to me? Because it made me poetic less. It made me pull closer to God. Looking back on that situation, looking back now, I'm glad it happened. I don't want it to happen again, but I'm glad it happened. And while I was going through it, I wanted it to be over. But looking back, it matured me. It made me stronger. Now what I do, I minister to the homeless. I'm helping the homeless. I'm feeding the homeless. I'm dealing with the homeless. I can relate to the homeless now. So this event that you would call bad ended up working together for the good for me who loves God. Mm-hmm. So what I'm basically saying, on top of that, what I want to throw in there, in the 27th verse, it says he is talking about Jesus who searches the heart, who goes into intercessory prayer for us. Y'all see how good Jesus is? Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father God. and he is intercessing. He is praying for us. He is praying for our salvation. He is there for us. So it's like, how can you get, how can you lose when you got Jesus on the throne praying for you? We can't lose.
We can't.
So I encourage that everybody realize that it's no point in stressing. We're going to gird up. We're going to keep pushing forward. Everything that happens in life is to better us in some kind of way. It's working for our good. Those bad times and those good times. We deal with tests, trials, and tribulations. It's to build up perseverance. It's to build up hope. Remember, God said, I know you don't know the thoughts that I have for you. I have thoughts to bless you, to give you hope. Romans later on talks about how trials and tribulations build character. Character builds hope. Hope. That's what we have, and we're not going to let go of our hope. So we're going to continue to press forward through our hurts and in our joys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That is our word for today.
Wow, that's great.
God is
good regardless of your situation. You have to remember that. Not you. We all have to remember that. Regardless of your situation, it may be tough. It may be, yes. You may be behind on your mortgage. You may be behind on your rent. You may just gotten evicted. But at the same time, God is definitely preparing you for something greater and better. You might not see it at the moment because the vision is cloudy, and I understand we've all been in tight situations. But God is good regardless of your situation.
It's true. To make it more personal, this scripture, actually, now that I remember it, because I just looked down at the Bible and I got a card in here. In the midst of doing my album, so this was like February, in the early February of this year, 2012, I'm doing my album, and it took a lot out of me. Like, there were nights, real talk, I would go to studio for hours, leave the studio, go to a video recording, then leave the video recording, go to a writing session, then go to this. And sometimes it was like 3 days in a row. So one time I didn't bathe 2 days. I didn't even be home back to back to back. One time I didn't eat for a couple of days. So it was like it was really weighing in on me. So I finally got to my breaking point. And I was like, man, I can't do this no more, Lord. I quit. Like, you want me to be your prophet and be this artist and be everything else, God. It's hard. This is hard, Lord. So I'm downtown, and I was at the library at this point when I finally felt like I'm finna quit. I'm not doing this Party Glaze thing no more. I can't do it. You know, I just want to be a regular church goer. That's what I said, for real. And I said it to myself, but as I'm walking outside, this couple pulls up in the car next to me, and they said, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm all right. You know, I'm lying. I'm good. And they said, hey, can we buy you something to eat? And I'm like, for real? All right. They went and got me Burger King, and they gave me a card. And they wrote something on a little card. They gave me a card, and they said, have a blessed day, and drove off. So I looked at the card, and it says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. How did they know I was God? You know what I'm saying? They didn't know me. They might have seen me before. I don't know. But for them to give me that scripture at a critical point in my life where I'm ready to quit doing something that Lord has called me to do, they gave me so much more confirmation on how quitting is not an option. Persevering is what we're made to do.
Wow.
True story.
That's some good stuff, man. I mean, it's not good that the situation... You understand what I'm saying.
No, it is. That's what I'm saying, though. It is good stuff. Because, like, now that I'm mature, and even, bro, before we got on the phone, I'm not going to tell you I'm on business, but something happened. I had to make a decision. God had challenged me to make a decision. And no lie, minutes before you called me, I'm in my prayer closet crying. Because it was like, God, this is hard. And somebody else involved is crying, too. So it was very tough. But now there's a joy. There's a joy in my gut. Because God is too good. He is too good to be worrying. And God, if God says it, that means it's good. Because he said all things work to the good. So whenever, you know, for you to say, you know, it's good stuff, but I don't mean what happened. Like, no, everything was good. Everything. From everything I've dealt with from my past, future, and present is good because I still got life. We still got life. So that means there's a purpose. And if there is a purpose, You know, how can you lose? We can't lose. That's the mindset, dog. We can't lose because we got God. If God be with us, who can be against us? So that's why it's like if you catch me, I'm walking around with a Bible and I'm like, glory to God. Every time. Oh, you did good last night, glory to God. God's too good. He's too good to not get the praise and for us to keep our heads down and to give up. I don't mean to preach to y'all, but it's a joy that God will put inside you that even when you're crying, you find a way to smile. You can't let go of a God that good. I saw a baby in church today. The baby was crying. And then 2 seconds later, it had a toy in its hand and started laughing. So I instantly thought to myself, like, the pain don't last. The pain don't last. Because the baby was crying like it was horrible. But all of a sudden, it's joy. So there is a God that puts something in us that makes us feel good even when things seem horrible. God's too good. I can't lie about it. I'm finna shout. I'm trying not to shout, but God is too good. He's too good. Too good.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and talk to Mike, because I'm going to go. We're going to miss out on our interviews and our current events, because I'm going to praise. Like, I love the Lord, dog, for real.
It's all good. Definitely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just let you know, God's always working in your life. Like I said, regardless if you think it's a negative event, and maybe that negative event setting you up for something greater. But what we're going to do is we definitely can praise Him all day long, and you guys may love it. You guys may not like it. I'm my current events. I hear my weird news. But it is the truth. You got to give Him praise. So what we're going to do, so we're going to give you guys time to give Him praise. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back with our current events. And this song, actually, we're going to a Dave Hollister song. The name of the album is called, the name of the song is called Striving. Just to let you know a little background on Dave Hollister, his first album, which was, of course, it's a secular album, so to speak. Actually, was in the studio with this guy, along with a couple of my friends. He may not remember me, but I know I'm quite sure he remember my friend. But a very kind-hearted individual, very well-grounded. He's a very talented guy. This is the guy from the group. Remember, you guys remember Blackstreet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he came from that group, and like I said, when he was recording his first album, he was actually in the studio when he was recording that album and just seeing how the industry works, how some people cannot be trusted. But I'm going to tell you who can be trusted. God. No matter what the situation is. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Hollister, Striving, and we shall be back in 4 minutes and 31 seconds.
Yeah. Little song we got called Striving. You gotta keep moving. No matter what the obstacle, no matter what the test, you gotta push through it. He'll help you.
Every day of the week, when I'm sleeping, that angel's rocking over me. Find a dial tone. Looking for some healing, not a fake feeling. Tell me, do you feel me? I didn't know who to call, no friends at all, till I heard a voice in my head. It said, keep pressing on, and keep striving, striving on. Go wrong, keep your faith strong and hold on. Yeah, try and you will see that Jesus Christ is reality. That's why He's real to me. He made a way out of misery.
Every day of the week,
Wow.
Hey. Hey, they roll with that.
You gotta love it. Let me tell you something. That dude's talented.
Yeah.
He's talented. Now, as far as our current events, what's going on, Lace? What is going on in our world today?
A lot. Hey, well, that was it. Yeah, that current event today is a lot going on. That's it. You know, seriously, it's funny that we got a caller today from Jacksonville, Florida, because the first thing I want to do is play homage to the family of Jordan Davis, a young 17-year-old boy by the name of Jordan Davis. He was recently murdered today, and he murdered in recent days. And the situation is compared to Trayvon Martin's situation. Mm-hmm. What happened was that there was this young man, his three other friends, so it's four young African-American males sitting in a car, in the truck. They're sitting there and, you know, listening to their music. A Caucasian male pulls up, and he notices that their music is too loud, so he complains to them. Being young men, there came a verbal conversation. From that point forward, the shooter, Michael Dunn, gets out the car and shoots the boys eight to nine times, and he gets in his car and leaves. There were witnesses and everything. They arrested the guy a day later, and what they're trying to say now is that he felt threatened. He said he believed it was four black guys. That's one issue, four black guys, and two, they probably had a gun. This is the funny thing, is the police searched the car, and then there was no weapon found. They're trying to build off of, as you know, which was very big in the Trayvon Martin case, which was the stand your ground law, where you can use deadly force if you feel your life is threatened. Now, his lawyer saying, how could you not feel threatened when there are four black men in a car? Stereotypes. Mm. So, of course, this is causing a big rage in some sense. It's causing more anger than, to be honest with you, it is not a case that won't be. There should be, as far as, like Trayvon Martin, there was a lot of conflict involved in that. As far as, you know, Trayvon and Zimmerman, they actually got into a little tussle and, you know, to stand your ground and everything like that. To be honest with you, if you really look at this case, this is a blatant hate crime, because he pulled out his gun and just started spraying. And his defense is he felt he was threatened because there was four black guys in a car that probably had a gun, and there was no weapon nor drugs found in his car. Interesting. So definitely paying homage to the family, which they just buried him. So we definitely want to keep our prayers to the Davises, to the Jordan Davis family.
Yeah, definitely. And also, before you go, I don't know if you're going to touch on the gentleman that killed himself and his girlfriend that played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Man, I saw that article, but I didn't read it because I don't know. But what happened with that?
Well, apparently, from the information that I discovered, is that he actually killed his girlfriend and actually killed himself in front of his coaches. He went to the stadium.
Wow.
And he shot himself in front of his coaches and the police there.
Did they find out the motive?
I don't have all the details. But you guys gotta keep an eye out for the details on that. But bottom line, keep that family in prayer, because that's two losses tragically back to back.
Wow, that's crazy. And the thing, and that's what people, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, when you have money and you get a certain status or you're on TV and all this and that, that you're straight. It's all good. But the truth be told is that it doesn't matter what your status is. You can be miserable. You can be depressed. You can be vulnerable to the attacks of Satan. And that is very tragic. So we definitely need to keep that family in prayer as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whew. Jesus. So, you know, moving forward, so we're going to get into some more news that I know that you guys need to know. So a dialysis company is accused of being a giant Medicare fraud. Now, this is very, very interesting, because this could be the very reason why things are very high as far as our Medicaid and everything like that. This company, that I have not come across the name yet because it's still in the works, but this company might be the most giant fraud ever. They were throwing out the most expensive expensive medicines there is, just throwing them out in large amounts. And because of this, they were able to come back to overbill Medicare and Medicaid and make a fortune, quote unquote. So basically, they were making $2 million. They were making hundreds of millions of dollars in 2 days.
Wow.
So they kept this up. And mind you, this has been going on since 2003.
Hmm.
So now if this comes to be, this will be the biggest fraud ever. And imagine it's caused the prices to rise. It's caused the problem in healthcare. This has been a part of what's going on. And like taxpayers, you know, you're paying them, putting out all this money, and you're taking all this money coming out your check, and you're paying all this money for your Medicaid bills. Well, behind scenes, you have these people throwing out medicine to defraud the government. As a matter of fact, it says the claimant waived their company, DaVita Incorporated, to defraud the government. So, you know, this is something that we got to be alert on. There's some tragic stuff going on that's really in question. Moving on to problems about money, this is something I found to be interesting, too. There's a program in Chicago, that they built to stop, not to make, it's like nonviolence, to just end violence. It's not going to end it, but it's supposed to, you know, help the kids. And the whole thing is they pay them $8.75 an hour for them to hand out flyers. And they do this in the worst neighborhoods in Chi-Town. Now, the thing is, the program has came up with over $55 million from the taxpayers. And the problem, they're mad because they feel like it's not doing anything, because crime has rose since they started doing it 2 years ago. Crime is worse. So in this situation, when you're a parent or a teacher or anybody involved with the kids or anybody that's paying taxes, how do you feel? Because you got kids who are off the streets and they're working and doing well, but crime is increasing. So it's a tough debate, and this is what they're going into, because even it's in the roughest neighborhoods. And it's like you got one kid and he's not selling drugs. Yet five more people than last year died in that same neighborhood. So is it really? Tough decisions.
Let me tell you what, it would have been for me at $8 an hour. It's probably been either I'm going to supposed to deliver those flyers to the houses or deliver it to one big large trash can.
Yeah.
That is real.
That is real. So
okay, I'm finished. Man, you got that early, man. Yes.
I don't know if they didn't release the details of what the kids' behavior was or how did they monitor if they were doing or not, but I would think there had to be some, maybe, probably not, I don't know. I would hope it's some kind of monitoring, like, okay, these flyers are getting handed out, these kids are being productive, but I can't call it. Moving on, and for all those who are, you know, taking some kind of supplement toward dealing with fat killers or anything blocking, dealing with your cholesterol, it's that time of the year to be very alert on what's going on. So the FDA, they just reversed their call on recalling cholesterol drug. The drug name is, I'm going to slander the name, Ranbaxy Pharmaceuticals generic Liptor or Arbutazim. They were known to have shredded glass amongst the pills, so they did a recall. And come to find out, maybe it wasn't shredded glass, so they canceled the recall. So my thing is, I probably wouldn't take the pill no more, to be honest with you, if I was me. But the whole point of this article is to be alert on what's going on, because that's something. How you get a recall and then you cancel your recall immediately afterwards. This is between 3 million and 4 million people who are taking this. So it's a lot of lives that can be affected. So be cautious on the pills you're taking. Keep a lookout. Do your research on what it is you're consuming or you're allowing to go in your body, because every day, seriously, I'm seeing an article or something talking about a drug being recalled or a drug being enhanced, a drug being tested, or they found out they were wrong on their statistics about the drug. Your arm can freaking fall off if you take this pill at night. You know what I mean? A little stupid stuff is happening, and we need to be alert, because I don't want to read no article next week about this person. Somebody took a pill, and there was actually a shred of glass in there, and they slit their throat. and I don't want to read that. So be alert, people. Be alert.
Yes, Santa. Be alert. Just like you alert when something's happening in your neighborhood and you peeping through the blinds. Let's be alert.
And I'm going to close out with this. I don't really touch it too deep. You know me, Lamont. I kind of don't really talk about politics on the show because, you know, we'll go on for hours about that one. But we are at a fiscal cliff because both sides have hardened their positions next to the steps. And, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are still very, very, I'm trying to think of a nice word. They don't agree. They don't agree on these tax cut decisions. It's a very juicy article that I don't want to touch, but I want y'all to just be alert on politics as well. Just be aware. It's not the fact of you studying it or even caring to make it a part of your daily life, but to be alert of what's going on, because it's sad to get pimped. And think it's sad to be a slave and think you're free. That's one of the saddest things ever. You think you're free, but you really in chains that are thin. You know what I mean? So be alert, people. Be alert.
You actually got to be alert. Because if you're not alert, you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So things can happen very fast, very quickly. So let's be alert. You know, let me say this. I know you don't want to touch on the politics. We won't.
No, we can touch it. We can touch it. But, you know.
But my thing is this. It's very simple. Very simple. Now the election part is over, and I think you said it the best. It's be alert. Be alert what's going on. Because they mm-hmm. may have local things that's going on in your area that you may be able to vote on. You know
True.
What I mean? They may have different petitions that might be going on. There
right.
may be, you know, city, county, you know, you can always go down to the, I think most places they have where the citizens can come down and say something about their neighborhood or to improve their neighborhood. Whatever situation, be proactive in your area, your neighborhood, because I think it's very important that you be alert and patronize the local businesses, because the way this economy is going, it's going to the big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen it happen so many times where we will go out of our area to shop somewhere and complain about the stuff that's out of the area.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, man, this store is awful. So why didn't you go to the one that's in your area?
Down the street.
Mm. Down the street. You drove past Mama Joe's, assuming that they're going to be they won't have the quality that you're looking for. But 9 times out of 10, you go into an urban store that's in the mall that's going to have the same type of quality. I mean, same type of material stuff that the mom and pop spot had in your neighborhood.
That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean? Just because it's in a mall, the urban wear in the mall is no different than the urban wear that's right there in your neighborhood.
Mm.
And the reason why you don't want to go to the urban wear in your neighborhood is because everybody's looking, and you're like, mm-hmm. man, I don't want them to see me going there. But you're going to an urban wear store that's in a mall that's probably twice as much as the one that's right there in your neighborhood.
Yeah, sure. That's true.
But, you know, so I don't
want to
get on that.
Did you know the ignorance of it all is basically, all right, you know how people say, okay, now, this is not for everything, but for certain things. They say you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
So this is the ignorance of it. Like, all right, I heard somebody talk about this song, like, shoot, if you pay over five, then you balling. They're talking about $500,000. They're talking about the Phantom, because you know a Phantom is $500,000. So the more you're paying for it, the realer it is. But truthfully, that's dumb. I mean, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of...
The bottom line, the more you pay, the cheaper the labor was to make it.
I heard Jordans were 80 cents a dollar. Mind you, I'm one of those types, so I ain't knocking anybody, but I was one of those ones at midnight, in line, oh, I got to get the new 2s when they come out, or I'm getting a new 7. I'm getting them. Now, I'm not like that anymore, but I used to be on that. And mind you, I was But I thought I was free, but I was a slave. Because why am I paying this much money for some shoes that come right back out? Dog, I got the sevens. No, the sevens. And they came right back out. And everybody was like, dang, they're fresh. Like, dang, I wish them colors came out. I'm like, bro, these are the colors that came out the third time. Mind you, when Jordan first dropped the sevens, they already came out. So these are colors that thing came out, bro. Mm-hmm. What you talking about? Hold on to them and keep them clean. I bet you'll be clean next year. I bet they'd be fine.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. We have a certain color that will come up. Same shoe.
They
said they came out with a different color. It's supposed to be better.
Bro, people are getting killed by J's, for J's down here.
They got the baby blue ones now, man. They got the baby blue ones, really. So you excited about the baby blue ones now? So, these are the things we got to be careful about, you know, because, like I said, times are getting rough, and they only going to get rougher the more we close our eyes to stuff.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get into our weird news. And before we do that, I have some very interesting stuff to talk about. You know, we got to definitely play our song. That's going to reach your heart. Something's going to touch your mind and your soul. I'm not sure what it's going to be. But we're going to go to the song, Your Man, Kirk Franklin. Remember Kirk Franklin?
Yeah. Still alive.
Yeah, no. He is still alive
again. Somebody remember him, yeah.
Sometimes you had to say people like, yeah, you heard
from him. You know what, but I haven't heard anybody say that name in a long time, and I don't know why. Not in a bad way, but I'm just saying.
No, it's not a bad way. But this song, it's always going to be a brighter day in your life. Just accept what God gives you. It's going to be all right. You're going to come to the cafe.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We got to
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fourth one. Come on, sing it.
I'm
used to love that song. That song.
Yeah, that song go hard.
Yes, it does. But let me tell you who goes harder than that song right there. I'm going to tell you something. This article that I'm going to tell you about is very, very interesting to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I had a special music. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get some special music for the current events and the weird news because these stories are on the chain. Check this out. Danny Sparks, this guy in Kentucky, he was arrested for allegedly selling marijuana near elementary school. I admitted his position because you're going to be like, what? What? Danny Sparks is the Kentucky mayor.
Wait a minute. Wait, it just hit me. Hold on. So the mayor of Kentucky is slanging Mary Jane. We got to do our dictionary for everybody. So the mayor of Kentucky was selling marijuana.
Yes.
At an elementary school. Continue.
Okay. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, who would have thought that Mayor Sparks likes to spark it? Danny Sparks resigned his position as mayor of Olive Hill, Kentucky, after he was arrested for allegedly selling marijuana in the parking lot of an elementary school on Wednesday night.
Wow.
According to the Journal Times. Police said they investigated him for weeks before making the arrest. So they didn't go on. They didn't go in on one occasion and say, "Okay, we got him." For weeks, accumulated with Sparks allegedly selling an unspecified quantity of weed to an undercover informant. He was charged with trafficking in marijuana within 1,000 feet of the school. There was also an open container of alcohol in Sparks' car. Cops claimed this. In a statement sent to the Times, Sparks said he was accused of something that he had never done before. Now, the scandal led him to step down due to a very bad mistake that I have made tonight and have failed the trust of good people of Olive Hill, my friends, and most of all my family. I have decided with deep regret to resign tonight as mayor of Olive Hill. That was his statement.
Mm-hmm.
He ran 2 years ago. That was he won the race.
Let me know how I can talk. Please let me know if you're ready for me to talk.
Olive Hill has a total of, let me tell you how many residents. 1,600. So everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody.
I'm not justifying him selling marijuana to anyone. Not only that that's a small town, you're the mayor, so you're the most recognizable figure there is out there. And the most important thing I have to say about this story is you're selling on elementary school ground. Come on, man. How low can you go?
Let's go deeper, please. Listen, all right. Now, like I said, I'm not just, like you said, we're not justifying or commending anything, but I am trying to look at, I'm playing the devil's advocate, and I'm trying to look at the other side. Well, there is no other side, but I'm trying to look. Dog, you don't make money from selling weed. I'm saying. Like, you're the mayor. What makes you say, you know what? I'm finna be a part-time drug dealer. Weed is that. Not work, but weed.
He's making paid enough, apparently, because the town's only 1,600 people.
But listen, it's still unjustified. Weed?
That was in my high school.
That's what I'm saying. This man, it's like somewhere in your head, you just got to be like, you know what, it's not a good idea. And on top of that, I don't think he just started selling weed. I think it was before he got elected, to be honest with you. That's how I'm feeling. So, like, how did you not get this? Come on, everybody knew everybody. So, you get a plug. When did you get your plug? You got your weed plug. And then when did you start finding your customers? Did you, when you started talking to them, like, you know, these other people who like to get high that's in the office? And, you know, so y'all kept it between y'all. It's just, it's too many factors to be like, bro, real talk, I'm a gospel artist, and I know not selling weed is not a good idea. You know what I mean? So as a mayor, you got, yeah, you know, go ahead, Lamont.
No, I'm with you.
I'm looking at it like, logically, that is awful. Logically. Like, I don't even see where you see, like, you know what? This is a good hustle. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to sell this weed, and we're going to eat good. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. You should be busy fixing your town.
We do have a caller, but I think he figures that if Mayor Berry can do it, so can he.
I guess.
Mayor Berry did crack. He said if he's not going to do that, he's going to do marijuana. But let's go to our lines, ladies and gentlemen. We have a call on line one. Caller, you're on the air of the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Hello. Caller, are you there? Okay, caller on line one. Your area code consists of 718. I'm not going to give the rest of the whole number, 775.
Please don't.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do it. So, caller, are you there? Okay. We'll be back. Hopefully our caller will be back. Now, but like I said, that's just very trifling. Very trifling.
Trifling, yeah.
Trifling. So, you know, when he gets...
Can you...
And he gets the...
We need you to give us the definition of trifling. You know we need an Urban Dictionary from here on out.
Yes, it is true. Now, check this out. Elvis Hernandez, rescue dog, finds in a new home, but he gets arrested. Why did this guy get arrested? Why did this guy get arrested? Let's figure this one out. Elvis Hernandez thought he was helping to save a dog, but now he's being hounded by police. A few months ago, Hernandez, a locksmith in Kerrville, Texas, was on call when he saw a lost dachshund in the middle of the road and tried to rescue it. He said it was cute. It was running in the middle of the road. He didn't have any tags, didn't have a collar. Okay, he didn't have any identification, basically.
Yeah.
He said, pretty much, he said, I left my information with the customer so they can contact me if they didn't find the owner. So Hernandez kept the dog while waiting for a call that never came. When the lost pooch didn't get along with his own dog, he gave the hound away, a decision he came to regret recently when the dog's original owner finally tracked him down. I just explained to her that I didn't have it. I didn't know where it was, and I apologized. The owner filed a police report.
Oh, come on.
A report was issued, and Hernandez was arrested and charged with theft of property.
Are you serious?
Now, while the case is still pending, now I'm gonna tell you this particular story is really it's really interesting. Actually, let me go ahead and go farther into the story. He's legally unable to work as a locksmith now because his case is pending.
Mm.
Not only did they attack his name, they attacked his livelihood, and being a single dad with children, it hurts a lot.
Heck yeah.
No word on whether the dog will, has been returned to the original owner, but a study published in June conducted by the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said 93% of dogs and 75% of cats were reported lost over the last 5 years were returned safely to their homes. In some cases, it may take a while, but however, this guy was arrested. He was trying to do a civic duty. I know there's a lot of dogs out there, a lot of cats out there. Mm-hmm. Wait, I guess he figures particular dog is worth a lot of money, and maybe someone call him back. But once someone calls you back, I'm not going to keep the dog no longer.
Yeah, for real.
So you got upset with me because I gave the dog away when the dog was already loose.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying the dog could have been hit by a car.
Right.
Now, the story... You guys were waiting for it. You thought those stories were weird. Check this one out. Deep fried gun.
Deep fried gun?
Yes.
All right, talk to me.
Abdulio was arrested after a shot goes off at a Las Vegas restaurant. So check this out. Looks like deep frying can be a health hazard in more than one way. A gunshot at a Las Vegas restaurant Sunday night was caused by a firearm being tossed into a deep fryer and exploding.
Mm.
According to Las Vegas police, the report was obtained by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And check this out. Mr. Abdulio was arrested and charged with attempted robbery with a deadly weapon in connection with the incident.
Mm.
They told police that Abdulio had approached him and another man in the parking lot and told them that to give him money. The two drove away and called the cops, and the gun went off while the business was being evacuated. One of the restaurant workers told police that a man had asked her to hold his gun for him when police showed up, but he refused. It's unclear whether she identified the man as Mr. Abdulio. So I guess there, what happened, the gun ended up being tossed into some oil.
Mm.
I don't know. This that's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
They said pretty much the entire incident is a misunderstanding. Officers say he told them one of the men in the parking lot was his lost nephew and that they owed him money. He also reported that he did not have a gun that night. That's what it says, that night. The deep fried gun ended up not hurting anyone, but even so, we'd rather take our chances on Twinkies and Oreos.
Mm.
Now, that's a likely story. That's my long lost nephew. We had to get some money from him. Come on, guys.
Mm.
Come on, guys. These were some interesting stories this week. I can't say. But I think the worst one is Mr. Danny Sparks. I think you get no love on our show, and you get another round. You get that.
That should have been the main event. This Mr. Danny Sparks, because he Sparks, excuse me. He definitely did that.
But I think what he was thinking. He was thinking because his name was Danny Sparks, he can make his name up with being the most hottest rap star and sell marijuana.
Mm.
No, it don't work like that, son.
I definitely want to see his picture.
You got to take your call, your business elsewhere. But ladies and gentlemen, we do have a call on line one. This may be someone special. You all are special. But here we go. Caller, you're on the air at the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
That's Transparent.
Hello.
Hey!
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
You know,
what's up, Nate?
I reset the proof gift. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
Am I?
No, you good. I was just waiting on you.
I thought you was going to introduce me to do it.
Oh, my bad. I'm going to tell you this. I'm doing that kind of day. I do apologize for my being punching in here. But what's going to happen, my partner here, Lace, is going to do the interview with you.
Okay.
And he's going to ask you everything from your favorite food. Do you know how to cook?
That's fine.
There you have it.
Thank you, sir. All right, so for starters, I want to just say I'm honored. Ladies and gentlemen, I actually know this group, and they are like the baddest. I don't even want to categorize them as gospel. They are like the baddest group in the state of Florida, if not the country. And it is an honor to be speaking with this woman and men of God. So thank you guys for coming on the show, first and foremost.
God bless you, Lace, man. We appreciate that.
So the interviewing process, I'm going to act like I don't know you. I'm going to act like I never promoted you, that nobody from the show promoted you or anything. We're going to act, it's a clean slate. So for starters, who is Transparent?
Well, we're just a group of young people just doing what we love, what God has given us, and trying to really pay back the people of God given what he's given us. So basically, we just trying to follow the lead of God and just do that at our best and do that with perfection the way God has for us. Because the Bible says when you play or when you do anything, do it skillfully, and that's what we're trying to do it skillfully so that God gets the glory and that no honor or nothing goes to us, it goes directly to him.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Going more in depth in the question, I want each individual to state who you are and something.
Well, I guess we'll start with me. I'm Shannon. I am the oldest of the four of us, and I guess I can just let it be known that I'm known as the fire of the group. I'm a little laid back until it's my point, and then it's to God be the glory. I want him to be pleased with everything come out of my mouth, so I give it all.
Amen.
I am Nashawn, which is the third in the group of us brothers and sisters. I am considered the earth, which, you know, has everything in it, the hard rock, you know. I can go hard when it comes to the spirit as far as, you know, I'll lay on my back to give God the glory. So, you know, I'm considered the earth of the group. And that's about it, you know. To sing, to shout, I'll do it all. I'll do it all.
Amen, he will.
I'm sure. I am the youngest. I guess they call me Ed because basically I'm everywhere, so. But basically, it's just I'm just doing what I do. I love to write. I love to produce. I love to just do what I do. And coming together with these individuals, the works get done, so I can't find nobody better. So I just love doing what I do with them and the gift that God has given us all. So.
Go ahead. I'm Nahum. I'm actually the second oldest of the group, the first oldest of the boys. My element I'm considered is water. Which actually suits me even from just my everyday life standpoint. I'm laid back. I'm, you know, the more laid back one of the group, kind of sit and just laid back. But if anybody's observed water, water does a lot once it's revved up. You know, the Grand Canyon was caused by water. So it's once I'm there, you know, once I get a little revved once I get a little revved up, then, you know, it's something. But pretty much, basically, we're in this together. Just really, the creation is showing the Creator, you know, how thankful we are for what we have. So that's pretty much who we are.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
So I got to ask you guys my favorite question I ask all our guests. And it's a big question because from the celebrities we had all the way to the independent artists, it's going to speak volumes. So, you know, I'm finna get in your little grill for a little second. this is my question is that I'm from an urban background, which is a nice way of saying ghetto. And the thing about dealing with people from urban backgrounds is we have a tendency to reject God because we don't see it. We have a tendency to go through so much and feel like because a certain person is on another status, they can't relate to us. So with that being said, we want to know your testimony. What is it about you? What did God bring you through to cause you to say he is worth the praise? Who is God to you? What has he done in y'all lives? What have y'all overcame to declare God's name with such power?
Wow, that's a loaded question. honestly, the only thing I can say is he's everything to us. We didn't necessarily come from an urban background. I mean, it was there, but we were born and raised, you know, right in the church. It was, you know, the girls, you can't wear pants and nails, and boys couldn't wear shorts. So it was that kind of background where we started. But now I tell you, God took us on a journey. He really took us on a journey. And there were so many things that happened to us and through us that allowed us to understand there's something that a lot of the things that we were rooted and grounded in that he needed to expand on us in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me personally, there was an accident, bad accident. You know, 95 is crowded 3:00 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But the car hit some grease, spent in the middle of 95, hit the embankment like 7 or 8 times. But what was amazing to me was that it's almost as though an angel held every car back because no other car hit us. We didn't hit another car. And when we came off the road, the car was turned in the right direction, right off on the side, as though we parked it there.
Mm.
And, you know, it was things like that began to make me really want to know who he was, not just based off of what somebody told me, but I got to know for myself now. So, and we each of us have our own story, what took us down that journey to know who he is for ourselves. And in getting to know that, we can sit together and we begin to say everything we are, everything we do, everything we could ever imagine, every breath we take, every move we make, everything is because of him. Everything. There's nothing outside of this world that is because that wasn't already preordained by him. And in knowing that, we don't consider ourselves, and I'm glad you picked up on that, we don't consider ourselves gospel. We don't consider ourselves anything more than just inspirational, because we have to inspire somebody to want to go
mm-hmm.
find him for you. You know, the reason we chose the name Transparent was because our take on it is that with every song we sing, every song we write, we're writing it with something personal. So we want you to be able to see straight through us to see him. So that's our whole focus. It's not about us. It's not about saying, well, it's got to be gospel music. It's got to be, if it's not gospel, it's R&B, or as the old people used to call it, the blues. You singing blues. No, it's not that. it's straight relationship music. That's all it is. I need somebody to know that as long as I keep my eyes on him, I can declare I made it. I need somebody to know that everything I am is because of him. I need somebody to know that he told me, if you just trust me, I'll take you far. And everything I need, he said, I can. So we just want somebody to know who he is and what he's done for us. We may be young, but we've been through enough to know and to realize who gets all the glory and who is our creator and our everything. He's our father. He just is.
You're absolutely right. Can't argue with that one.
I'm praising inside. That's why I'm quiet.
All right.
No,
all right.
Good stuff. You know, good stuff. Oh, Lamont, go ahead and ask your question to take us into the song. How are you busy?
I guess before we get into the song, now collectively as a group, most cases it always pose a challenge. Now, what is your biggest challenge as a group to come together to do a song, to do a event of that sort?
The biggest challenge, family issue.
I can't hear you.
The biggest challenge to me that I would say that we face as a group is, which is not a bad thing, it's actually a learning process for us. We are four individual people. We have different ideas of things that we hear. We all are inspired by something, as former member Shannon was saying, we all inspired by something that has happened one way or another. What... and just take parts from each individual to put it together to make something.
And okay, you're breaking up for me.
Phone's breaking up horrible. Your phone's breaking up bad.
Is that better?
Yes, much.
Okay.
Okay, but just, you know, sometimes trying to bring things together with four individual people and different things like that, sometimes it gets a little rocky, and sometimes it's bringing it together is the biggest point. Bringing it's what we're working towards and what we're working on. It is a relationship, and if anybody knows relationships, all relationships ain't going to go well all the time. Sometimes you have your ups, sometimes you have your downs, but that's all a part of life. That's all a part of growing. That's all a part of learning. And when you're learning to actually be in a group, that you can't make a decision without consulting your group. You can't make an individual decision or think a thing or want something individually if you're in a group. And sometimes it's just getting to learn that point when it comes to the group, as far as learning that we are a group. We are a unit. We are a unity. We're not divided. We come together. And as I said, when you come together, you make that fist. And we have, yeah, we've been shown that, we've been given that witness, that when we come together and make that fist, if it only touches or affects one or two people, we've accomplished what the Father had us to accomplish.
Amen.
You're absolutely about that. Now, one more question that I have. As a writer, what are some of your influences? I know, of course, God is going to be one of your major sources. What are some of your other influences before we get into the song? The song that we have is called Made It.
I made it.
I made it. Thank you for correcting me. the name of the song is I Made It. Now, what was your secondary influence besides God that caused you guys to write this project?
Well, basically, we were just sitting, and I was thinking about like an R. Kelly vibe, and that's what kind of the music came from. And as the song began, music began to minister to me or the group, it began to, like, the lyrics become like they came. And it was like, first I started thinking like as of the military. This thing that they're going through, things that we're going through in this life as a battle. Everybody's battling, and it's a natural spiritual. And we need to understand that, you know, there's a battle. Even when the battle starts, automatically you can see I made it. Because it took one of the battles when they said, I'll let you know, even before your war begins, your battle begins, you already made it, because it is as easy as an intro. So,
okay.
All
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into their song, by Transparent. The name of the song is called I Made It, and we will be coming back to you after this song, okay?
All right, we'll be here.
We'll be here.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you hear that here on the Covenant Cafe. I Made It.
For those who need it, listen.
It's hard to realize on the front line, fighting in a war, trying to survive. And you can't decide when fear and doubt combine, playing your mind, taking your way of time. So there you are,
all by yourself.
Just pause for a moment
and take a deep breath,
and never say never.
If you ever,
I'm promising you it's gonna get much better. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Spending a while with the world, with my eyes filled with you, on you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No matter what comes, I will always see you through.
In telling the world I made it,
I made it.
Through everything
I made it.
That ever came.
Possibility, searching for a moment of security. That is when time seems to freeze, coming face to face with reality. So there you are,
all by yourself.
Just stop for a moment
and take a deep breath,
and never say never.
If you
I can't stand.
Let me tell you the testimony about that song. I don't know if y'all heard it, but I was telling the listeners. I was telling Lamont, so nobody heard it. I'm telling Lamont before, and I don't know who I told. I got it. I told the listeners and began to show that before the show started, I was crying. So literally, I'm in my prayer closet because something always keeps happening. Something always keeps happening, and I was faced with a difficult decision. This is the night right before the show. I'm in my prayer closet crying. I come out, tears running on my face, and I listen to that song. And I could feel God rising up in my belly, telling me, you made it through too much to be hurt right now. So that song speaks volumes in more ways than that. And you don't even know who you're blessing when y'all make music like that.
Amen.
So I'm going to get ready to close you out before I toss you to Lamont. My last question before I have a statement after that. My last question is, where can we find you? We want to support you. Where can we find you? Facebook, Twitter, website, WhatsApp. Where can we find you guys so we can support you guys? And what events and things do y'all have coming up, albums, CDs, projects, whatever. Give us the lowdown so we can get to support.
Well, we're on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Transparent Lyrics. We're on Twitter. The album should be dropped within the next month or two. You can find it in Walmart, Target, Amazon.com, iTunes, everywhere. And if you want to just contact us and want us to come, you can just easily hit us up on one of those websites or just email us at transparentlvng@gmail.com, and we'll be more than happy to get there. If you also can give us a call at 904-234-6627.
All right.
Beautiful. So also, people, Transparent will be live on stage with your boy Poetic Glaze this Friday coming up, December 7th at 956 North Liberty Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32206. Tickets are $10. They're going quick. So definitely y'all want to come out and support See Transparent Live with your boy, Winx, and come out and have a great time. Transparent is awesome. I wouldn't even – y'all know me. I don't co-sign. So this – to God be the glory, this is an awesome group.
Man, you know what? You guys are truly, truly, truly blessed, man. I mean, just vibing off this song is definitely having me my mouth watering like Thanksgiving. definitely can't wait for that album to drop.
Absolutely, and the album is actually called Elements, and it speaks to each one of my different elements. So definitely.
The element of leaving the person's mouth watering for cranberry sauce—that's something. You know, cause we got another holiday coming up that we're gonna have this food again. We get to what we just had like a couple weeks ago, a week ago.
Yeah.
So, was that?
Oh, I forgot to ask him. Hold on, Lamont, you know I got to ask this.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Do y'all know how to fry chicken? Who knows how to fry chicken?
Of course I do.
Everybody but me.
I was
going to
her neck move on that.
Yeah, it was. So when the neck rolled, and something else was pointing it out.
Yeah.
So we're going to have this big fried chicken fry-off. I'm planning on having all the artists in America that was on the show. We're going to get together. Everybody's frying chicken. I'm going to be the judge. I'm going to be eating. I'm not cooking. I just want to eat. And we're going to have a good time, and we're going to have a concert, and it's going down. I don't know when yet. It might be 2015, but it's going to happen.
Sound good?
Yeah,
sound good? Chicken.
So coming out. I mean, coming on the show, taking your time and, you know, talking to us and spreading the word the way you guys are doing it in a unique way. We definitely appreciate that.
Thank you again so much for having us. We appreciate it. It's an honor, man.
We humble, honored.
Oh, man. Before we go, we definitely got to introduce you guys to our rowdy crew. We have a rowdy crew here. So let's give it up for Transparent.
Love.
Definitely got to come back, okay?
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be blessed.
Deuces.
Great, great, great group.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was beautiful. It was. Yeah.
The song is hot, man. The song's hot. Can't take none of it from that song. We can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you try to find a flaw, you can't find a flaw in that song.
You can't. And I'm totally excited. They're going to be singing background with me December 7th at the Pangea Live, 956 North Liberty Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32206. Y'all come out. Tickets for $10. Y'all are going to be blessed because this concert is not just it's not like a gospel concert. It's like they said, you know, we're going to inspire, we're going to encourage, we're going to It's going to take you some places in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is go ahead and pay some bills. And we're on the last half hour of our show. So we got to make sure we pay these bills because we want to keep doing our show. So we don't want to have any problems. Okay, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Here on the Covenant Cafe, your host for my person, Ann.
Poetic Lace.
What's up, cool world? My name is Serenata Penn, and I welcome you to my blogger newsletter.
Attention, all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We're coming to Cafe Rose for Mark Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And what we're going to do is go ahead and get into our poetry spot. We haven't had our poetry spot in a while. I think we have, but it's been so much going on. I'm saying it hasn't been in a while. What we're going to do, we're going to get into it. I'm probably going to, once we come out of that break, I know Lace may have something. I know I will have something. So, guys, sit back, relax, get your shoes off, and check it out, okay? This is the poetry spot here on the Covenant Cafe.
This is the poetry spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes, resists, and lets it stretch to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the poetry spot.
Lacey, now we're back, and we have something for you. I always have something for you guys. We always have something for you.
We do.
Regardless of the situation. We've been right, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
You've been, mm-hmm. So what I want to do, I found a piece online. It is not my piece. I did not write this, okay? So this piece is called The Power of Optimism by Tanya Sharma. Okay. I had to get my throat right. Okay, it goes like this. Like the shining stars and glimmering moonlight, turning devilish night into a beautiful sight, optimism inside us can reignite. Ashes of hope spreading its flares far and bright. It's like a boat stuck in the sea, believing one day it will be on its spree. With optimism, we can overcome any difficulty merrily. Because I know during my fall, God is there to carry me.
Hmm.
Those twittering birds flying around. No shelter and food, still they never frown. Optimism teaches us that happiness is not a crown, but having the ability to look beyond our imperfections will never keep us down. Like the constant flow of a stream, overcoming the hurdles in its realm, optimistic mind can aid us to redeem by reminding us where to dream. Kudos to the man who discovered optimism. It has rescued many from cataclysm. Now, I believe I can be the reason to bring someone a happy season. Boy, I want to meet this writer right here. Do you understand? I mean, she wants to meet the person that came up with this, the whole philosophy of optimism. Think about that. And I like the line about the birds, they have no home. But they never frown. If you really look at a bird, at the beak, it looks like it always has a smirk on its face.
I was just, and that's funny, man, I was just ministering to this young lady the other night. And, you know, she was worried about, you know, paying her bills and, you know, loans and stuff coming through. And I told her, I said, it's funny because in the Bible, Jesus said that, look at the birds. You know, they don't worry about what they're going to eat or anything, yet the Father takes care of them. You know, so why are we worrying? And to look at it even deeper, dog, birds, they don't have a manual, like a book or a how-to or building nests for dummies. Like, they don't have none of that. They're going off of the spirit that God has put in them, and they move off of their instincts that, you know, that God has manufactured them as. And they don't worry. They don't have a home, but they always have a place to sleep. And, you know, they're safe. They always have food. it's just a blessing to, if we can look at life from those eyes. Like, you know what? I was complaining about what I'm going to eat, but I ate. Complaining about what I'm going to wear, but I got clothes on, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, what was the point of complaining then if God took care of me in the end? That's deep.
You know what? That's right there. You know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, like, we have a tendency to complain about things that we really, like, we never satisfied.
Mm.
You always reach a point where you get to a point where you're like, oh, I got shoes, I got clothes, I got, you know, a shelter, I got this. But man, I don't have cable.
Mm.
I have cable now. Man, I got a house, I got clothes, I got shoes, I got food, I got cable. But man, I'm missing some channels on my cable.
Ah.
You know, it just seems to elevate.
Yes.
You know, man, I don't have a car. But man, now I got a Jeep. But man, this thing, it takes so much gas.
Amen. Yeah, it just seems to get worse.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, what?
All right, then you get another. Then you get rid of Jeep, you get another car. Man, I want a newer model. Oh, I want to throw some rims on it. It ain't where it's at, man. Dang, bro. I wish I had that kind of car. It's never satisfied. You're never satisfied. The flesh doesn't get satisfied.
Everything's always get elevated. And, man, and just reading that piece is very, it's dope, man. It's dope. I wonder, have you heard me read your piece, Tanya, Sharma, Power, Optimism? Give me a call, because we got to get you on the show.
We do. What is the email? Tell her, thecovenantcafe@gmail.com.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm posting this piece of work on my page, on my Facebook page, and maybe somebody will have some type of connection to this individual.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Mm.
Now, Leif.
Yes.
You have a knack for music,
uh-huh.
A knack for writing.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have a project coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you inform our listeners about your project that you have coming up?
Oh, man. God is good. God is good. So behind scenes, there's a lot going on behind scenes. I'm actually working on this project called Through the Fire. You guys didn't hear that yet, though. Through the Fire, it has some amazing artists that's going to be featuring on it. Transparent was one of them, is one of them, a group of them. This project is about all of us, to be honest with you. It's way doper than my last one. It shows, I wrote this in the midst of my pain. You know, my brother's facing life, family issues, foreclosure, all kind of stuff is going on. Yet in the midst of this, God is continuing to raise me up. So this project is really, it's for the streets, it's for the suburbs, it's for the urban countries, it's for the suburban, it's for everybody. And this project is about how we go through fire, but the fire is to refine us like gold. But y'all didn't hear that from me tonight. But just be on the lookout for that. When Silence Falls is still out, When Silence Falls is doing well, go cop that iTunes, Amazon. You go to www.poeticalace.com. It links you to all the stores. Next Monday coming up, I'll be releasing my fifth music video, Diamonds on My Neck. Oh, we hitting markets. We going hard. So be on the lookout for that music video. All four of the previous music videos are great videos. They're ministering. They are, in some sense, entertaining. They're great. They're powerful pieces that relate to all of us in some fashion.
Mm-hmm. Now, the piece that we have today is The Show Must Go On. Can you tell them about that before we go into it?
Yes. Show Must, matter of fact, because since you just read that poem, I actually want to share something before we go into my song. It's a verse that may or may not be released. I featured on somebody's song, and the song is called Uncool. It's the Uncool remix. I'm the featured artist on there. I was like, well, why not share it? Because I don't know if the song is going to be released or whatnot, but it's very powerful. So y'all just make up a beat in your head, and I'm going to share my verse a cappella. So it goes. I guess I'm uncool. I ain't bought a pair of J's since the red and white twos. They'll be out again, making minds brand new. Fashion got a sick man, I hope it ain't the flu. My dog doing time because he thought he should be cool. Police laid him down because he stole a pair of shoes. Kids at the house asking mama for some clues. Mama fixed the truth, what a lie as a tool. What's cool, the opposite of hot. You claiming that you real, but the Lord said you not. You say you slang dope, but on Twitter you're the cops. Promoting all your dirt, boy, you know you need to stop. When it get cool to kill another man, rob him of his life just to make a quick grand. You didn't pull the trigger, but you gave him plenty shots. He OD'd from your drugs, veins full of blood clots. Looking in the mirror, but you can't find yourself. You change your soul for the things on the shelf. They say it's uncool to follow the church rules, but I'd rather be alone than with a clique full of fools. Studying the scripture now, I see the bigger picture. Gotta clean our lives using Christ as the filter. I'm searching higher for the Lord's empire. They say I'm uncool because for God I'm on fire.
Wow.
So I hope that gets released.
Some nice stuff there, stuff. Get
him. The beat is dope.
Get him. And the beat I had was dope, though. The beat I had in my head.
I believe you. But show must go. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My head was serving up more dope than the Walmart pharmacy, man.
It was slanging more dope than, what's his name, Sparks?
Sparks, what name came up? The man trying to get some shine. Next thing you know, some guys in the public sector going to be talking about Sparks. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do, no further ado, we're going to get into Poetic Lace's song, The Show Must Go On, here on the Covenant Cafe, and we will be right back. And how many minutes? 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
Let the show go on.
The show must go on.
They say it's time for sale. I got the car. They say they're looking for change. I'm so poetic, I got itching like a diabetic. They cure all this sweet stuff, man, they so pathetic. Glorifying themselves before God. Inside a wrestle for identity pride. Only looking to the heavens when they need a blessing. Then God won't hear from us till they start stressing. A lesson, I ain't preaching, I'm just teaching. Want the truth in Christ, the one that you've been reaching for. Going on into his floor. Cause I'm the one that got employed. We're talking truth, so I'ma walk, keep the stick. Come sideways, your care will be in pizza. It's new style, man, heavenly, I'm a poetic menace. I'm treating lives like Wilson, so I get some Dennis. It's time to pull you out to there, you no longer spin it. Lip pops is back, so I'ma let it bring it. It's safe, you can get there, well, I'ma bring it back. Yes, sir. God first, so I'm out, you can't get it back. Wait, tell him. It's safe, you can get there, well, I'ma bring it back. Yes, sir. God first, so almighty, can't feel that. They say poetry and pieces make the world turn. I'm trying to get about this air before my world burns. It has a key design leading to the mom's crying. But we some truth soldiers, so of course we keep fighting. So to them demons, I'm on that 2-5. Once I hit them up with 2 glocks. Old Testament and New Testament. I'm the new Christian, call me hesitant. Point out my competition, I sold them my position. Weapons of mass destruction coming from compositions. I ain't trying, I'm just saying. With Christ I kick it, so we really call it planting. So you fair sellers better find a new grind. I ain't looking for Nemo, got bigger fish to pull. The fisherman poetic lace in your face. I just said it, little girl, think I played. They say you can get there, well, I'ma bring it back. Yes, sir. God first, so almighty, can't give back. Verse 3 is a killer, but not a blood filler. I'm talking mind filler just to get your spirit iller. Tell me who's willer, God or the filler. Think about it for your life, starts to wither. Beat mad, tell me about these interfaces. I'm trying to fill in the void or just switch places. Is it better be on top or the bottom? Regardless, they want you to fall like it's bottom. Somebody, tell me what they rap for. They rap about the same thing, I think I'm finna snort. Money, ice, chicks, and cars.
That ain't what it takes to be a real star. Gotta be real, gotta reach that. Help the kids, man, teach them what life is all about. Pay attention, it's time to wake up. We moving mountains, get your faith up.
They say we can be there, well, I'ma bring it back. Yes, sir. God first, so Almighty can't get it back. Away, tell them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This what happens when silence falls. The truth is heard.
You heard it here on the Covenant Cafe. The show must go on.
It must go on.
You know it, man.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is go, the words, I'm going to say words of the week, wow. The advice and the words to go by this week, we're going to go into that. Ladies and gentlemen, we definitely enjoyed you guys. Company, sharing this weird news, sharing poems, sharing our interviews, transparent, oh my goodness, current events. Transparent, man, they are very outstanding. And as a matter of fact, Transparent was our first group. We should acknowledge that. I forgot about that.
I forgot. They were the first group. Wow.
The first group on our show.
Wow.
Yeah.
We hitting some pinnacles, though. We hitting some real big milestones. Country,
yeah, so,
groups.
As a gift, I say, we can do it our words of words of the week. Why do I want to say words of the week? The words to live by this week, and then we can actually probably close out on their song because their song is about 5 minutes long. So this is a dedication to them because they were our first group on our show.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I said we close out with them. So what is our words to live by?
All right. Oh, before I go into that, I wanted to let everybody know Tuesday at 2 p.m. I will be getting interviewed. The interviewer gets interviewed. I'll be getting interviewed on Taboo Talk Radio Show, which airs live on Blog Talk Radio. So the website will be blogtalkradio.com//Taboo Talk. And that's spelled B-L-O-G, Talk, T-A-L-K. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, sorry, I'm going to get my phone dead, .com / Taboo, T-A-B-O-O dash T-A-L-K. So I definitely be on there. Y'all come through. All you guys supporters, we're coming in the building, and we're going to be hitting some hard topics. It's not just about me being an artist, but it's also about some of the things going on in life in general, and God is going to use me in a mighty way. I'm already foreseeing that, and I'm believing it, and I'm thankful for that. Also, on top of that, remember I told you guys at the Pangea Live, 956 North Liberty Street, December 7th. That's this Friday. Get you a ticket. Show doors open at 6 p.m. This concert is going to be amazing in the Jacksonville, Florida area, so you guys don't want to miss that. Got that out the way. Also, When Silence Falls is available on iTunes and Amazon, www.poeticlates.com. You'll find all the stories, all the music videos, all the inspiration, all the discipline, and everything that's connected to me. And also, you'll see our shows, The Covenant Cafe. You see all the shows, our previous shows. And God is amazing. I just had to share that. I don't share it enough. God is good.
That's
all right, so the words that we're going to want to keep in you guys' spirit for this week is that better days are guaranteed to come. That's something real. Like you hear people say, you know, better days, you know, they'll come. I'm praying for better days, better days, better days. How about I can promise you, if I can promise you that better days are coming, but all you got to do is hold on. For the scripture Revelations 21:4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is a promise. This has to happen. So there are better days ahead. How can we get to these better days? We get to these better days by persevering, by enduring, by standing strong, by pulling close to God, holding on to God. Once we do, we're going to overcome this. Because the day is going to come when there will be no more pain. But we got to get to that. You know what I mean? It's not the fact, will it come? It's will we make it to that? That's the whole thing. That's why the Bible says, blessed is he who endures to the end. So the Bible lets us know that things are going to happen. Life is going to happen. But you are blessed if you can hold on. If you can just hold on, you're going to see something wilder than your imaginations. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a place called heaven. There's a God that's living there. There's a God that died for us. And we have that inheritance. We just have to hold on, persevere. I'm telling you, all right, and the thing about it is God is so good. Because even when Jesus left, when he died and left, he said, I'm leaving you guys for a short while, but I'm sending somebody down to help you. I'm sending you the Comforter. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit that dwells in us is that strength, that thing in our belly that causes us to stand strong and to persevere. So don't think that you got to persevere by yourself. Don't think that you're holding on for something and you don't know how long, much longer you can hold on. No, 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 no. That's not the case. God has given us a comfort. He's given us a helper to hold on. And we, for some reason, we put down that power. But I encourage that you tap into that Holy Spirit. You say, God, I don't know what's going on right now around me and it's hard to hold on, but I trust you. And I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit so I can continue to persevere. Ask God for that understanding, that wisdom, and that knowledge so you can walk in his ways. Because the more you're walking in his ways, the better it's going to be. And you're going to hold on. You're going to hold on. I prophesied in your life that you're going to hold on because there are better days ahead. Because God said, I'm going to wipe away all your tears. And there will be no more pain, no more sorrow. I look forward to that day, and I'm hoping that you guys are looking forward as well. So I want to see everybody there when the time comes. Better days are ahead. And that is the word for the week. So hold on. Keep pushing.
Hold on and keep pushing. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time this week. I mean, I just can't get over this incredible day. It's been an incredible week. Have a couple of projects that's moving forward.
Amen.
Talk to a writer play right now that's actually going to touch on autism. And the name of the play is a play on words, pretty much. The name of the play is called To Step Through Its Part.
Wow.
And, so when people think of that phrase, they think that marriage is just broken up. And what's happened is the marriage has broken up in the relationship, I mean, in this play, but however it brings them back together is their son who dies.
Mm.
Picking them back together. So,
wow.
Smart. I definitely will elaborate more on that in the coming weeks. A phenomenal writer that I know in this area, Fiona Huff. She's written for Essence, Ebony, quite a few major magazines. Very empowering young lady. So we're going to be working on that project. I got a film, feature film that I'm going to be setting up next year. And a couple more plays. So we got some things moving.
Amen.
For God the glory, of course. So, and also I'm doing a bio, not a biopic, but a play. The gentleman named is Vincent Ellis. His book is called Frightening Chris. We're going to be actually turning that into a stage play as well.
Beautiful. So this is my question. Are you guys going to record any of these plays so that we can purchase it? Or, you know, we all can't make it to up there, but we definitely want to purchase it. Or is it going to be on YouTube or something so we can check it out?
We definitely, the plan for that's going to be a collective effort on that one as far as the Find the Chris one. I can't speak on the finality of that, but however, the project after was far, we're definitely going to record it and push it pretty hard because autism has been on a rise and it doesn't have a color, it doesn't have a name.
Mm.
So, you know, and you know how we talked about things being amped up, ramped up each step. You know,
yes.
When you have a child, and I know we said we're going to play transparent, but I want to touch this. When you have a child, and you just assume that your child is going to be a regular child. Not to take anything from an autistic child. They're a regular child, too, but they just need special
care. Right.
So a lot lot of people just assume what they're going to get. You know, you can't assume what's going to come out of the womb. I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but you can't.
Right.
Because God is in control. You know, your child may have autism. Your child may have, now it's not mental retardation anymore. It's called ID, intellectual disability. You know, so your child may have a ID problem. Your child may be dyslexic, may have ADHD, may have the various different things, which you have to always remember. Nothing is guaranteed. So, you know, when you're having a child, don't assume your child's going to be perfect, because God has chosen each one of us for different phases. Mm. Chosen us to handle a different project pretty much in our lives.
Good way to put it.
You know what I mean? Because if it's up to us, and there are scientists that are trying right now, and I know it's late in the game in the show, we may have to just get back to transparency later next week. There's scientists out there right now are making developments where you can choose what kind of child you want.
Mm.
You can choose, I want a girl. You can choose, I want a boy. Now you're messing with God's territory.
Mm.
You know, sort of like the joke we told last week when, I can't even remember it, about the atheist, didn't believe in God, and he wanted to make his own world.
Yeah.
His own planet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, sure, go ahead. And he went to go pick up the dirt, and he said, oh, no.
My brother. You got to get your own. Said, no, my brother. You got to get your own.
Yeah, there was. I have a problem when you get into messing. It's one thing with science creating cures for stuff that needs to be cured, like cancer, AIDS, HIV, you know, diabetes, all these diseases, stress that need to be handled in our lives, strokes and stuff like that. You're busy trying to develop something for someone to make a choice of what type of child they want to have.
Mm.
Come on, man.
Mm.
Science is a fool's toy, man. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will touch upon this next week, but that is what's going on. I do apologize. You guys probably wasn't wanting to listen to Transparent. I do apologize for that. But we will have this song back next week.
Definitely.
We will play it again. Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we will go to an outro soon as I find my outro, because I wasn't prepared to do an outro. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Covenant Cafe outro.
This is the outro, so long, farewell. This ain't goodbye forever, but only time will tell. We had some funny moments, real talking interviews. Every Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time we do. This builds you up, encourage you. This is the D-Hour Show, feel free to come on through. Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lace, these are the hosts. From the east to the west, we rock at coast to coast. The Covenant Cafe, yeah, that is the name. We reppin' Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're unashamed. He died so we can live. So I'm steady boasting. I think that calls for tears. So I'm steady toasting. What's up, D Slade? That's the CEO. He's stepping on the glass. I guess it's time to go. So let me close with these words so I can keep it meek. Thanks for stopping by. Hope to see you next week.
Oh.